Brody Teller sat in his beach chair, digging his toes into the cold sand of the Corpus Christi, Texas beach. Before him, the gray ocean stretched for miles, reminding him of blustery weather, but the waves lapped gently at the shoreline. There wasn't a storm in sight. The sky was just beginning to turn blue, the sun rising to the east. In a few hours, the ocean would sparkle. The sand beneath his feet would warm slightly. The die-hard surfers and beachgoers would be out in force, even if it was late November. And the temperature hovered somewhere in the low to mid-70s during the day. But for now, he had this stretch of sand to himself, and he was glad he wore sweatpants and a sweatshirt. Everything was quiet, except for the seagulls squawking above him in the early morning light, and the odd one who dared to come near him, looking for a handout. Brody sipped his coffee, letting the liquid heat and the relative silence of the morning relax him. Gazing out over the water, he noticed a pod of dolphins bouncing around the gentle waves.
"Good morning," he murmured,
raising his mug to them. Shutting his eyes, he leaned back in the chair, wishing he could sleep more than a few hours at a time. But he hadn't been able to do so since the accident that brought him home from Guatemala 7 months ago. He didn't know how much time had passed when he heard footsteps on the sand. Brody opened his eyes and turned to see 10-year-old Charlie Stills approaching. Brody smiled as the boy came closer. He had met Charlie and his mom, Laura, about 4 months ago on this very beach. Brody had taken an immediate liking to the blonde boy, and Laura was nice as well. Sometimes when Charlie slept over with friends, Laura and Brody became friends with benefits. She wanted nothing from him, and he had nothing to give, so it was a win-win for both of them.
"What's up, my man?"
Brody said.
"Nothing,"
Charlie answered, sitting down in the sand next to Brody's chair.
"Mom says we're moving again."
Brody nodded and studied the boy. During the summer, Charlie's hair turned a light golden blonde, a stark contradiction to his current mousy brown hair. However, the smattering of brown freckles across his nose remained year-round. His long, lanky body was beginning to fill out just a little across the shoulders, and his feet looked too big for him. Brody smiled, knowing in the next few years he would eventually grow into them. Laura had mentioned a couple of weeks ago she was thinking about packing up, but she hadn't mentioned any set plans.
"I'm sorry to hear that,"
Brody said, meaning every word.
"It sucks, but she says she can get a good job if we move to North Dakota with all the oil drilling going on up there."
Laura currently worked as a waitress and bartender at one of the local beach bars, and during the off-season she really struggled to get by, just as he did as a charter fisherman. Very few people wanted to be drinking beers at the beach and out on a boat when the temperature hovered in the 60s to low 70s.
"It's smart," Brody commented.
There was a small stretch of silence, and Charlie said,
"Yeah, but it's cold up there."
Brody took a sip of his coffee to cover his chuckle. He hated being cold, too.
"You'll get used to it,"
he murmured.
"When do you leave?"
Charlie shrugged.
"I don't know. Mom said she should know about her job in a few days."
"We'll have to make sure we go fishing again,"
Brody commented. Charlie smiled for the first time that morning.
"Yeah, we will."
Brody grinned at his little buddy. He never intended to take on a fatherly role with the boy, and he'd been successful. There was a possibility that he fell into the cool uncle character, but he just preferred to think of them as friends.
"The dolphins are out again,"
Charlie said, glancing up at him. Brody nodded. Charlie was the one person on Earth who knew his secret.
"Where's your mom?"
Brody asked. Realizing a 10-year-old kid probably shouldn't be walking the beaches alone at 6:30 a.m.
"She's still sleeping,"
he said.
"You should be at home, not out here by yourself,"
Brody said. Charlie shrugged.
"I'm not alone, Brody. I'm with you."
Well, that was a hard point to argue. Charlie had been his shadow since they met 4 months ago, and Brody couldn't say he minded it in the least.